pre-1933.com will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Americans want to work. American companies want to hire. The issue is a mismatch between available jobs and prospective employees' job skills.
Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta kicking off White House's Workforce Development Week. The Trump administration trying to encourage employers to bring apprentices into their practices to help grow the American workforce.
Apprentices earn while they learn, and in the process, they largely avoid the substantial student debt that you see with higher education today.
18 Penn State students are going to be facing the judge today as the preliminary hearing takes place in the death of a New Jersey teen at a fraternity party. 19-year-old Timothy Piazza died in February, a couple of days after falling down the stairs at a pledge party. The defendants are charged with involuntary manslaughter, aggravated assault, hazing, providing alcohol to minors, and tampering with evidence. It took nearly 12 hours for anyone to call help for Piazza. USA Radio News.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Democrats are hammering away on the president over tapes that he may have of conversations with James Comey. Chris Barnes has this story.
I don't understand why the president just doesn't clear this matter up once and for all.
President Trump is starting the week facing ongoing calls, including from many Republicans, to put to rest the issue of whether he has tape recordings of conversations with former FBI Director James Comey. Republican Senator Susan Collins says
he should voluntarily turn them over not only to the Senate Intelligence Committee, but to the special counsel.
Collins speaking on CNN's State of the Union. I'm Chris Barnes.
The EU has announced an agreement with Ukraine that would allow Ukrainian citizens and EU citizens to cross the border without having a visa.
Ukraine had to meet over 144 criteria, including reforms to human rights, anti-corruption, and tighter border control before the European Union agreed to grant visa-free travel. The agreement allows Ukrainians to visit EU states for up to 90 days for business or tourism, but does not give them the right to live and work in EU countries. Conversations on the deal began in 2005, but were interrupted in 2010 when Viktor Yanukovych came to power and favored staying close to Moscow. Jasmine Ramirez, Brussels.
Bill Cosby declined to testify on his own behalf today, and the defense rested its case in the entertainer's sexual assault case. The second week of testimony had started this morning with just one witness called by the defense. USA Radio News.
And we're live in the studio, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, and today is June 12th. It is finally hot in Hunterdon. It is actually very warm today, and I'm in Hunterdon County here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio in Flemington, New Jersey, and there's definitely some heat going on here, and yet I had to stop and get some hot tea, so it is really steaming up in this studio today. I am joined by Laura Vitale. We're going to be talking about a really great summer activity that's going on right here in Hunterdon County, and I hope that you stay with us as we talk about the event. I'm not going to give it away right away. I'm going to make you guys all listen in for a little bit longer, but we will be talking about something really exciting. And as always, we start off with a quote, and you know I have to do my one of my favorite authors here, F. Scott Fitzgerald, taking a quote right from The Great Gatsby, and here it is. And so, with the sunshine and the great bursts of leaves growing on the trees, just as things grow in fast movies, I had that familiar conviction that life was beginning over again with the summer. Now, if you've all had that great summer romance, sometimes when summer comes around, it is all those memories and the heat and the sun and the summer beach and all those great experiences. It seems like whatever season we have, we're able to establish some great memories. And when that season hits us full force, so do those memories. So stay with us today. We'll be talking all about summer and some great things you can do here in Hunterdon County to have some fireworks in your life. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So we definitely have our summer action going on in the studio here, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, telling you about the weather. It is hot. It's high of 94 here in Flemington, and it is bright sun, and it is feeling really good over here for the summer. We have some chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, which is Tuesday, June 13th, and some fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, we really are looking for another great day like today with a high near 94. If you haven't figured it out yet, the hotter the better over here. Tuesday night, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but this will all happen before 3 a.m. So the rest of the evening, we're looking for a low of around 57 Tuesday evening. And then things change, and not the way I would want them to. Wednesday, we have a chance of showers, and that's okay. We have a high near 82, so I'm still okay there. Wednesday night, we're going with a low of 54, a little chilly, not so excited about that. Thursday, our high is only 75, and then on Friday, we're just barely making it to 70 degrees. So that is our weather for the week, and I think tomorrow is the day everyone should go down the shore if you didn't get down there today. Or Laura and I are thinking about right after this broadcast maybe being able to zip down to the beach for a little while. So we have to enjoy it while we have it. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, joined by Laura Vitale. Now, Laura, we built you up a little bit, so please feel free to tell everyone your name and what we're going to do. You're going to do a big reveal here.
Here it is. My name is Laura Vitale. I'm the festival chairperson for the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival. This year, our 16th annual festival kicks off on June 21st and runs right through June 25th.
That's exciting. So maybe people start to see in the summer the Ferris wheels start to go up and all the different things coming in. Summer time is often a great opportunity to take vacation and to actually plan a vacation where there are festivals. Think back to the great fairs. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents always used to reminisce about some of the great fairs and some of the great inventions that were revealed at the fairs. And when we think of summer, we have to attend a festival. We certainly have to attend a festival that's right here in Hunterdon County that's starting on June 21st. And there's a lot of, okay, we're in New Jersey, so we get to talk about the different language. We hear fair, we hear festival. Can you set us straight, Laura?
Fair, festival, carnival, feast. I think everybody has their own brand, but we picked festival probably close to 20 years ago. Our former pastor was very much married to it being called festival as opposed to carnival or feast. So I don't think there's any difference with any of them. But.
Okay. Well, I'm going to show my geographic boundary here from New Jersey. Do you have Zeppelis or funnel cakes?
Both.
Oh, no way. You have Zeppelis and funnel cakes?
We do. And our funnel cake is headed by my father, who's 84 years old and has been doing it with us since the very beginning. And we do have Zeppeli.
Oh, my goodness. All right. This is crazy. They have both at the festival. It's always a little competition if there is a funnel cake, which, of course, is a fried dough cake that comes out on a paper plate. And the best, I'm sure your father-in-law is one of these, have a squeeze bottle. And they take the dough and the hot oil and they squeeze out a design. Sometimes it looks like a star almost. Mm-hmm. And then you have the hot oil, they kind of shake that off, and then they put confectionery sugar on it and they hand it off to you. And if you, now I haven't had fried dough since the 80s, so I'm just going off memory here. And then you'd get the whole plate of the funnel cake and you could tear it off and eat it and share it and enjoy it. The Zeppeli is often in a lot of the Italian festivals, certainly going on in Hoboken. There's St. Anthony's Festival, or all different festivals. And the Zeppeli is a little different because those are fried round balls of dough, go in the hot oil. They're a little bit, there's more substance to them, and they're smaller, but you get a bag of them, and the bag has confectionery sugar, and as they're hot, the confectionery sugar coats the ball of dough, and then if it starts to warm up, you get the sugar in the bag, and you shake it up, and you're so happy. That is like the fried dough experience of the lifetime.
About, and add fried Oreos to that, and your sugar really goes up.
Wow.
But you're right. One is a dough product, the other is a batter. Funnel cake is a batter, but they're both, the lines are deep. The lines are very deep, you know, at the end of the evening for those. So.
It's very important. And I know with a lot of things in life, life can be really, really difficult. And I am realizing that some of the traditions that we have, if it's a particular festival or fair, if it's, you know, every Friday's pizza, or those are the milestones that get us through the everyday life, you know, that we're looking forward to. We know it's going to be June. We know that there's going to be a parish festival. We know we're going to be able to get our Zeppeli or funnel cake or any of the amazing food we could talk about and the opportunities and why you're having a festival. We'll certainly get to the depth of our conversation, but it's the traditions of that. It's how you start a tradition with people of how you, okay, we're going to meet every year at the festival. It's those things that bring joy to both the individual and the community.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's a kickoff event for us for sure. School's out. People look forward to it. We open up the event with fireworks on Wednesday evening. And, you know, continue, the fun just continues. Every night there's something special planned. Every day, you know, Sunday we're there during the day, but every evening and into Sunday we have some special activity planned for the event, whether it be fireworks or wristbands. Friday has become our pig roast night.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, that's another one. Our lines are deep. We welcome in several outside vendors that bring their food that, you know, two of them have been with us since our inception, you know, 16 years ago, and we added a new one back last year, and they're local. So it really is that people come, they look forward to meeting, gathering with friends, you know, revisiting with each other and just getting ready to start their summer.
It's
just kind of a staycation for some.
That is perfect. We're going to do a commercial break. And then when we come back, Laura, you can tell us how this got started and what it means to Immaculate Conception for this festival besides all of the endless work that goes into it. So we'll be back here in the studio. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
What went right? What went wrong? Doesn't really matter much when it's gone. Was it too hard to try? Was it too hard to lie? Did you just grow tired of hello and goodbye? Was it the naked truth that made you run? Where do I go now that I'm down to
Thanks for staying with us. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're talking about a great summer activity. And if you haven't been, I hope that this year it starts your tradition. And I was just invited, so I'll be having dinner over at the festival Wednesday night, June 21st, are the fireworks event that's a kickoff. And we're talking about some depth. You know, we do try to cover in-depth topics here, Laura. We're not always blushing at summer, but the heat gets me a little excited to be alive, really. I think my dad used to call it senioritis. Mm-hmm. As soon as it gets warm, you just don't want to work and you want to have a good time. And you could do that at the festival. And I know you said it's your 16th year.
Yes.
And we were wondering if you could share here at Hunterdon how the festival got started and why is it here in Hunterdon?
The festival was started, it was actually, I will credit my husband for it being his brainchild. Before we had our first festival, had explored it for probably 7 years before the first event actually happened. We knew that it would be something that the area needs. It's a way of inviting the community to be together at a fun and friend-raising event. We explored different options, met with committees around the state. He grew up in Somerset County, and there were carnivals and feasts and festas all around where he lived. So for him, it was important that we had something like that in Hunterdon County. So we began it as a ways to not only bring the community together, but to help the church and the parish sustain some of its financial obligations and our commitments to working outside of the parish grounds with other non-for-profits and other agencies and support these other entities with our proceeds. We do a ton of outreach at Immaculate Conception. Our social concerns are our greatest needs that we help, you know, meet. We locally support United Way. We support the helpline, we support Life Choices, we support the Hope House, we support a number of other agencies that need our help, the Hunterdon County ARC, the food pantries, both in Flemington and Clinton.
I wanted to mention especially, thank you, Laura, for bringing up the food pantries, because we know throughout the year that the parish is helping families, not just families that are only at the church, but families that they're familiar with that do need some assistance with food. And I know that there's a lot of food drives and there's a lot of need, unfortunately, in this county. And we never stop an opportunity to talk about poverty and how some families cannot even afford the most basic of necessities. So these events and the partnerships and collaborations that you're doing as part of this help to build our community.
Right.
And
right.
we do acknowledge and appreciate it.
Yes. It's important because I think people don't realize how much poverty there really is in Hunterdon County. We don't necessarily see it, but the church is committed to helping those other, you know, agencies and those people who cannot help themselves, and we are a means to the end for them. We also vest a lot of what we generate into our school. Our school currently has over 400 students enrolled. We are able to provide our students and our religious ed program, you know, opportunities from within, and our school has their student council and other support groups within that also do some small fundraising.
And I think that a lot of people know from watching the news throughout New Jersey that there are a lot of Catholic schools that are closing. Mm-hmm. And this is the only religious Catholic school that's in Hunterdon County. And it is an opportunity for a lot of parents, regardless of their denomination, to be able to have a certain type of education. And you're being able to offer that, but it's difficult for a diocese to support so many schools. So these fundraising activities and this development and community engagement is so critical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are the first and only pre-K through 8 Catholic school in the county, and we pride ourselves on, you know, enriching our students with spiritual growth, moral integrity, and academic excellence. And we are very, very proud of our alumni and our current student body. They've gone on to prove to us that that education is carrying them a long way. They come back every year. There's little reunions of sorts, depending on the ages of the kids. But it's, again, it's a place for the kids to meet. They come back to the festival, and we're able to catch up with a lot of our, you know, former students, and it's really exciting to hear the wonderful things that are happening in their lives.
And I may not eat a lot of Zeppelis anymore, but I know a good festival, and, you know, if any festival is as fun as the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival, I've not been to it in Hunterdon County, because you have so many things going on, and just that opportunity to meet up with people, mm-hmm. and have, you know, some food or share some entertainment. You know, it's really just such a fun thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have nonstop entertainment the entire 5 days, and, you know, we generally have a wait list of bands that would like to perform for us. We're just so blessed. We're so fortunate that we have such an outpouring of support from the community. You know, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank some of those outside agencies that support us, like our local police department is there, you know, for the entire 5 days as a support system to us, as well as the prosecutor's office, the sheriff's office, the Office of Emergency Management. Annandale Hose Company provides coverage during our fireworks nights to ensure safety.
Now, I do want to jump on that because I am a huge community police engagement person, and I'm not sure, you live in, your festival is in Annandale, so I know it's Annandale, but is that Clinton Township?
It is Clinton Township.
Okay, so let's give a shout out to the Clinton Township Police Department, along with the other emergency responders that you wanted to recognize. Because that is,
that was huge. We couldn't do it without them. We honestly couldn't. You know, the Clinton EMS is staged with us every day, you know, of the event. They have their own little area, so if somebody falls and scrapes a knee, we have someone there to put a Band-Aid on it. And then, you know, the local community sponsors, not just local. We're fortunate that we have some national sponsors that help us out. 100 in Healthcare, you know, is once again sponsoring our Super 50-50 raffle. And then we would be nothing without the support of our parishioners and our volunteers and my dedicated committee who has been with my husband and I since the very beginning. So it takes about 1,000 people over 5 days to have this event be successful and safe.
What did you say, 1,000 people? You have over 1,000 volunteers
helping? Over
1,000
volunteers.
That is quite an undertaking.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm going to be a little more grateful this year while I'm there.
Yeah, thank them, please, because everyone you see there is there giving of their time to ensure the success of the event and to really just support the parish. I mean, we are just so, so fortunate. And I have to say, out of those 1,000 volunteers, many of them are young people, and that's always gratifying to see, you know, kids giving back.
Now, I know that the festival has a lot of parking.
We do.
Can we talk about the cost to get into the festival, the admission fee,
there's
the parking fee?
There's no admission fee. Yeah, there's no admission fee. We do, on our fireworks night, have a suggested donation for parking. That's $2 each evening. So that would be Wednesday or Saturday evening. Parking, everything is right on site.
That is
so
amazing.
It's not like we're shuttling people around. We're fortunate that the church sits on 54 acres, and we have ample land to park, you know, as many vehicles as we can.
That's amazing. And if anyone's gone to any of the other festivals in the county, some of the other festivals, you have to get on a shuttle, then there's only certain times that you could get back to your vehicle. If it rains, it's an issue. There may not be parking. And then there's always parking fees. And some of those fees are, sometimes I pay $10.
It's prohibitive.
And it really, really is. That's before you even get in the door. And then there's often ticket costs, just, you know, $2 admission. Here, there's nothing.
No.
You can walk right in, and you're only paying for what you're purchasing or what you want to participate
Correct.
In.
Correct. And there's something for everyone, honestly, from, you know, we say from infants to, you know, the elderly. We have entertainment, nonstop entertainment. We try to have a variety of music there, from throwback bands to doo-wop to some young people doing pop. So we're really fortunate. We have a wait list, as I said, for our entertainment. We have a tricky tray. So while the young ones are on the rides, we have a tricky tray that usually, you know, exceeds 75 beautiful baskets.
And I want to mention, for that tricky tray, you don't, there are certain tickets and things that you need to be present, and they tell you at the time of purchase, the 50-50s, they may go off at every
mm-hmm.
hour.
Mm-hmm.
But the tricky trays, you can, you know, put your tickets in, and you do not have to be present, and you will get a phone call when you have won the basket and, you know, make arrangements to pick it up at a later date. So you can partake in those things. And I wanted to mention, Laura, when you said the elderly, some of your, I had no idea it was over 1,000 volunteers, which is amazing and such a credit to you to be able to manage such a mass effort. But I've seen those volunteers for the seniors that may have a difficult time walking. I've seen them, you know, bring them from where they park up to the gate and to be on hand to assist them, which is really great, because the worst thing is, you know, if you have someone who has some disabilities, not to be able to get to the location.
Exactly. We do make sure that we have someone available to bring everyone around on site. We have several golf carts moving people at any given time. We do have handicap parking separately located, so it's closest to the event. And as with our volunteers, you know, there's some of our elderly people who want to help. We find a place so that they can be involved.
That's excellent. Well, we do have to do a news break here today, but then we'll be back and we'll be able to talk. We're going to get Laura to give us the skinny on the food that's at the festival too, because that's always a big draw, and some of the rides. So I hope you stay with us to hear more about this festival right here in Hunterdon County. And we'll be back right after the news.
You shoot the moon and miss completely. And now you're left to face the gloom, the empty room, the one heart smiled sweetly of all the flowers you plucked.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
These are very dangerous times, and we need every available tool at our disposal to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and committing acts of bloodshed and violence.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer talking to reporters after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld most of President Trump's travel ban aimed at keeping Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Spicer said he was confident the Supreme Court will overturn the circuit court's decision. President Trump held a cabinet meeting where he praised his cabinet's work on creating job programs that are growing America's economy.
These deals will bring many thousands of jobs to our country, and in fact will bring millions of jobs ultimately, and help Saudi Arabia take a greater role in providing stability and security.
And it was 1 year ago today when the city of Orlando was shocked by the Islamic terrorist attack on the Pulse nightclub, where 49 people were killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's world.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
The White House has announced they have a very specific focus for the week. Correspondent Chris Barnes shares it with you.
The White House says it means it will be focusing on job creation this week. First Daughter Ivanka Trump is going to lead a series of events aimed at improving federal job training programs and apprenticeship programs. The administration's hoping to reorganize those training programs without having to spend more money. White House officials say President Trump will also be giving a major policy speech on Wednesday at the Department of Labor. I'm Chris Barnes.
It's preliminary hearing day for the 18 Penn State students charged in the death of a New Jersey teenager at a fraternity party. 19-year-old Timothy Piazza died in February, a couple of days after falling down the stairs at a frat pledge party. Defendants charged with involuntary manslaughter, aggravated assault, and more. Former President H.W. Bush turning 93 today. The oldest living president has chosen to have an intimate celebration at his summer home in Maine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
A major American company announcing a change at the top. Here's Chris Barnes.
General Electric CEO for the past nearly 16 years, Jeff Immelt, is stepping down from that post effective August 1st. The company says John Flannery, who's been the president and CEO of GE Healthcare, will succeed Immelt. Immelt will stay on as chairman of the company through the end of the year. Immelt had succeeded legendary GE CEO Jack Welch, coming aboard just days before the 9/11 attacks. I'm Chris Barnes.
Shakespeare in the Park in New York, legendary for their performances, now legendary for losing sponsors because they're anti-Trump. Here's the story.
This Julius Caesar looks exactly like the president. Blonde comb-over suit, red tie, and in the free Shakespeare in the Park version, he's brutally stabbed to death by women and minorities. Delta Airlines and Bank of America have pulled their sponsorship. Delta saying the graphic staging crosses the line when it comes to good taste and does not reflect company values. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Over 2 billion kids and adults worldwide are overweight or outright obese. The new study published today in the New England Journal of Medicine says 30% of the world's population carries excess weight and 10% are technically obese. The U.S. had the highest percentage of obese kids and young adults at nearly 13%. Egypt had the highest rate of obese adults, but the U.S. had the largest number of obese adults at 79 million residents. USA Radio News.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're here with Laura Vitale, and we're talking about Immaculate Conception Parish Festival, how the festival is fun and how it helps to support the parish and the school as well, which is a pre-K through 8 school in Annandale, New Jersey. And she was just giving a shout out for some of the sponsors and emergency responders and that help, along with the 1,000 volunteers and the parishioners that helped to make this event really successful. And I thought we could talk a little bit about maybe some of the food that you have at the, because it's a perfect night. There's no parking fees. You could do a suggested donation, certainly on Wednesday on the 21st when it opens up for fireworks. But other than that, you can walk in and it won't cost you anything, and it's a perfect night, and I'm hoping all of our residents in Hunterdon County come out for the festival. It's a no-fuss way just to have dinner. If you may not partake in anything else, just come and enjoy the food. What kind of food could we have there?
You can have your typical, festival food, your hot dog, your hamburgers, your cheeseburgers. We have homemade pierogies that we get at a deli in Irvington that are made special for the event. We have meatball sandwiches, sausage and peppers, chicken for those who are looking for a vegetarian option. We have our tomato mozzarella salad, which is very popular. Aw Shucks Corn is joining us again for our 16th festival. They have an amazing, amazing roasted corn product that people line up for. We also have our Oriental Barbecue is back this year. They do charcoal skewers, shish kebabs, of beef, pork, or chicken. They're there nightly for, dessert options. Besides our funnel cake and our zeppole that we spoke about, we have an ice cream station there where we have ice cream, Italian ice, and sorbets. Madalena's Cheesecake is coming back this year with their host of products. We're very excited to welcome them back this year.
And they are a chamber, they are involved in the chamber. Yeah, I know that they're chamber members, and I've seen their things at events, so I know that's a big ticket item there.
Oh, yeah, they came back to us last year, and we were just thrilled to welcome them back. We also have our clam bar and our pig roast. Pig roast is on Friday evening, and clams we serve nightly. We have frozen drinks. We have all sorts of, soda, iced tea, lemonade. We also have some adult beverages. Local craft beers will be represented this year. Local, I would think statewide. Look, as far as what their locations are, I don't know yet, but that's always a nice, escape for some, is to sit over in the entertainment tent and partake of an adult beverage.
And you mentioned you have a lot of music as well.
We have a variety of music. We're so pleased. Every year we're in awe of the outpouring of bands and musicians that are willing to donate their time to us and, occupy our stage and entertain moms and dads and the young ones when they need to get off their feet for a little bit and escape the rides and the games.
And I think the music is something to really highlight, because I think the food and the games are such a big highlighted thing when we think of the festival. that the music is something that gets overlooked, and lots of people will go just for the music.
Oh, absolutely. We do. They have, many of the bands have a tremendous following, and they come and they join us up at the festival and really enjoy the evening. I, you know, name a few of the bands that I know are joining us this year. We have Pinnacle is coming back, The Symphonics, Desire, Full House, Triple Addiction, The Drive, The Baseboards. So we're very, very fortunate, you know, to have them here and have them present. They really have graced our stage for the past 16 years and really have brought in some new families for us to meet and enjoy, you know, the surroundings. Saturday evening is a big night for us with the fireworks. That tends to be one of our bigger crowds. And, you know, the bands are only a highlight of what we have, you know, going on that night. They just really work well with the fireworks event. Sometimes they play right along with it. So it's exciting. We're really, really looking forward to a bigger, better event every year.
Well, I want to make sure we have the dates, the logistics. So
sure.
I know that it starts on Wednesday, the 21st.
Yep.
And does it run right through the weekend?
It does. It does. We open nightly at 6 p.m. on Wednesday through Saturday. And on Sunday, we open at 4 o'clock. Thursday and Sunday are wristband days. Those are the days where you pay one price to ride the rides. We're excited to have our carousel come back this year. It's a highlight. We often have members that come to visit us from Hunterdon County Arc, and they just absolutely enjoy and adore going on that carousel.
And if no one knows what the carousel is, it is the only ride probably that I would go on.
Or the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel is always a safe one.
I did bumper cars so far this summer. So the Ferris wheel is, or the carousel are the horses that go very slow and up and down, and it's very safe and very gentle way to be on a ride.
If you're not a ride enthusiast, that's the one to go on. Our young people really love the zipper. That's probably the one that, you know, the lines are deepest. It turns them, spins them, flips them every which way imaginable, but they line up and go back for more. We also will have bumper cars, the rainbow, over 18 rides for the event. The past 3 years, we've kind of separated and have like a little kiddie section. So the smaller, younger families have their own little section of rides where the lines may not be as deep and imposing for them, and they have their own little separation of fun. And that down that area, we have our face painting and sand art, so when they've had enough of the rides, we have a little activity for them.
That's really neat. And there is so much to do when you are able to just meander throughout the festival. Oh. You could stop and look at the baskets. Mm-hmm. You could go on the wheels, the rides, have something to eat, sneak over into the entertainment tent.
Visit our raffle booth. That's always a big highlight. We do nightly, hourly 50-50s each night. And then on Sunday, we have our Super 50-50 raffle drawing, as well as our other tricky trays are drawn. We have, this year, our Pick Your Lucky Day raffle will be drawn on, it's a 50-50 type of raffle as well. That'll be drawn on Sunday. So all the big drawings happen Sunday evening.
Now I have to give a shout out for Mary Jane DeSaro, who is the best raffle ticket seller.
Absolutely.
Just thinking, we need a little competition this year.
I know. She's really a big generator. She gets them buying.
We have to, I think, have a little wager this year to make her count how many tickets she sells and have to see.
Raise the bar.
Yeah. She needs a little bar raising,
I think. We need to do that for her.
No one can say no to Mary Jane.
No one could say no to Mary Jane.
So she has a good time hawking her ticket sales and just enjoying talking to people you haven't seen in a while. And it's really nice that the whole community comes out. We're going to talk more about this festival that's coming up after our commercial break. And I hope that you stay with Laura and I as we go through some of the details of the festival. And since Laura is also doing a lot of development and for the Immaculate Conception Parish and School. Maybe we can talk a little bit also about some things that might be coming up, and we hope you stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot and Hunterdon, speaking with Laura Vitale about the Immaculate Conception Festival and some of the great things that the whole Immaculate Conception community is doing. And I know you have some great programs this helps to support and other things you might want to mention.
That we talked about earlier was that some of our proceeds do help us sustain our school. Although we are a tuition-based school, we still have expenses outside of what the tuition covers. One of our new programs that we're talking more about this year is our Tuition Angel program. And we have many families in Hunterdon County that would like to have their children educated in a Catholic school, but may not have the financial capability to support it. Our tuition angels do help us to enable everybody to have a part of Catholic education. We do endowment, we do grant writing, we do a number of things. We host events very particular to the sustenance of the school. The funds are dedicated. Our gala is one of our bigger fundraisers that help support the school, as well as a lot of our homeschool association initiatives. But we can't do it all from within. So we're really fortunate to be able to have other avenues to seek funding. The school is still enrolling. We're enrolling for the 2017-18 school year. We're happy this year to introduce a 2-year-old program. And then we have our preschool, and we have a pre-K, full-day kindergarten, and go right through the 8th grade.
And I have to, in the interest of full disclosure here, I have two nieces, two different sisters, and they both chose to send their children to private Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And my niece just graduated about a week ago from a very small private Catholic school in Bergen County, only had 52 students in the class, but We joked at the graduation, you don't see anything until you see a nun on the stage dancing to We Are Family. Oh. So it's not always what people think it is, the picture of religious education from years past. Of course, you know, the nuns with the ruler come to mind. It's mm-hmm. been many a late night talk show segment, and of course it's nothing like that. And it's my niece had such a wonderful experience. She went to different Catholic schools up till eighth grade, and then decided to do, my sister and her husband decided to do, this private Catholic school, which was smaller, and so great for her mm-hmm. and for all the students there. The athletics, we sometimes forget you know, how great the teams are from some of the Catholic schools. St. John's always comes to mind, the coach from that school, St. Anthony's, sure, amazing sure. basketball coach, you know, just tremendous. They're just churning out tremendous athletes with a whole lot more in terms of their community service and some other things that maybe are missing from other areas. So it's great that it's affordable, and if it's not affordable, that there are things like the ANGEL program.
There's some options. There are some options. We, you know, we look at, we pride ourselves on fostering the child in their entirety, whether it be the athletic child, the scholar, those children that struggle to kind of, you know, keep on par. You're fostering the whole person.
And even the special needs, not every child can fit into a mainstream public school and needs extra curriculum assistance or some other areas of growth and development. Mm-hmm. And typically they can get that.
Most times, yes. We, you know, we have a screening process as well, and we will help those that we can. If there is a need that we cannot meet, we're very honest with families, and we have to, you know, tell them. But that's where our religious education program is so wonderful. We, you know, those that may not be able to enter our school, we have a fabulous religious education program. It used to be known as CCD. Our new word, you know, is PREP, and we're blessed. As far as having a religious teach in the school, we do have, currently we have a deacon who does religious enrichment in our 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. You know, our pastor and our associate pastor are at that school every single day. We have Sister Anna, who's a sister of Christian Charity, who's our director of evangelization. She's visiting with the students on a daily basis, visiting our CCD program. So we're very, very fortunate. You know, gone is the stigma of the old Catholic school. I would like to, you know, I proudly say I'm a huge proponent of it. My children have benefited from Catholic education. I'm very pleased with, you know, what we've been able to give to our children. It's sacrificial, but it's very well worth it.
And we get to work with 1,000 other people, right?
Sure, yes.
to throw together a festival once a year.
Oh, my gosh. We are so, so fortunate to have so many people within our community that voluntarily give up their time. And this is hours worth of time. It's not like you come for an hour and you're out of there. These are shifts. We're pretty well managed on our shifts. You know, we have it broken down. It's come down to a little bit of a science. But many, many people make this event happen. I just kind of lead the charge. And I am so fortunate by the thousands of people who come to the event and support it, the thousands who staff at my core committee who has, you know, remained right there with my husband and I for 16 years. We've picked up some new ones along the way, and we've lost a few, you know, along the way. But we are just so incredibly blessed to have their support and their willingness to share their time, talent, and treasure.
Well, we're glad that we're able to get the details of this festival on Houghton Hunterdon. It is in Hunterdon County. It is in Annandale. And we're always reminding our residents and our listeners, if you're close to Hunterdon County, that you should treat your time here at Hunterdon as if you were visiting Hunterdon.
Absolutely.
And take advantage of these wonderful events that countless hours of time goes into organizing. And the proceeds do help benefit the community, but experience where you live, take part in it, participate. Don't just see the lawn sign and say, oh, it must be festival week. Actually commit to going, meet some friends there, start a new tradition. And certainly you can find it on our Facebook page at Hot and Hutterton. We have a link to their Facebook page, which if you want to tell us what that is, Laura?
I know our Facebook page, I believe, is the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival Facebook page. I am not...
We'll do a link on our page
and
to
we
make
have,
sure.
You could also visit our website, you know, dedicated to the festival. It's icfestival.org. Or visit one of the parish or school websites and they'll link you right out and you'll be able to pick up on the Facebook page and all the social media where we're working at.
Laura, thank you so much for joining us today at Hot and Hutterton, being a guest and being able to tell us about the festival that kicks off on the 21st.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
These are very dangerous times, and we need every available tool at our disposal to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and committing acts of bloodshed and violence.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer talking to reporters after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld most of President Trump's travel ban aimed at keeping Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Spicer said he was confident the Supreme Court will overturn the circuit court's decision. President Trump held a cabinet meeting where he praised his cabinet's work on creating job programs that are growing America's economy.
These deals will bring many thousands of jobs to our country. And in fact, will bring millions of jobs ultimately and help Saudi Arabia take a greater role in providing stability and security.
And it was 1 year ago today when the city of Orlando was shocked by the Islamic terrorist attack on the Pulse nightclub where 49 people were killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
The White House has announced they have a very specific focus for the week. Correspondent Chris Barnes shares it with you.
The White House says it means it will be focusing on job creation this week. First Order Ivanka Trump is going to lead a series of events aimed at improving federal job training programs and apprenticeship programs. The administration's hoping to reorganize those training programs without having to spend more money. White House officials say President Trump will also be giving a major policy speech on Wednesday at the Department of Labor. I'm Chris Barnes.
It's preliminary hearing day for the 18 Penn State students charged in the death of a New Jersey teenager at a fraternity party. 19-year-old Timothy Piazza died in February, a couple of days after falling down the stairs at a frat pledge party. Defendants charged with involuntary manslaughter, aggravated assault, and more.
New customers in the door. Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
The attack on a mosque in Quebec, Canada, causing repercussions for mosques in major cities in the U.S. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
It happened during evening prayer Sunday night at a mosque in Quebec City.
I'm really shocked by all of this.
New York City police reacted within hours. They dispatched police to mosques in all five boroughs, counterterrorism units, including heavily armed critical response command teams, have been assigned to a number of high-profile mosques in New York. That includes the Islamic Cultural Center on Manhattan.